Now, pirates, we're searching for them. I want names. I want what they, you know, who they are, what they do. But I don't think they're that as ominous and in control as people kind of make believe they are. They're almost like they're made up, I think, a little bit fictionally, like anti-heroes.
Yeah, I think you're correct in that it's not a good model to think that these existing great pirates of today just pick up the phone and call each other all the time and are on a first-name basis. I think they don't entirely penetrate each other's networks. They hire spies, they hire services to go and try to probe and get a sense of who the other guys are. You know, we used to have this caste in the Kremlin that we called the Politburo, and there was a whole industry in the United States of figuring out which guy in the Politburo was really the great pirate. And you try to, you know, you'd put bets on this guy or that guy, and then pop, somebody emerges as the new leader of the Soviet Union, like Chernenko or Andropov or the guy we've got now, Putin. And it's like, okay, well, you know, who thought that? You know, well, we didn't really expect that or whatever. So the great pirates are hard to spot, and you really do have to do a lot of cross-checking research, library work. It's not like you can just reel them off, have them on Oprah Winfrey, or, you know, they're not like public figures. Now, that being said, I think you'll find them all over the world. I don't think it's just going to be in your own neighborhood, for example, or in your own culture. I think, say, in Japan right now, we have quite a few great pirates there because that is where a lot of the new technologies are actually coming forward. It's actually miniaturizing there more quickly than it is in the United States. A lot of that know-how has actually gone offshore from the U.S. point of view.